his shepherdess and the flock. So Jesus says, I tell you the truth, the man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The man who enters by the gate is the shepherd of his sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. And moving on to verse 9, Jesus says, I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Amen.
Thank you, Hugh. So, good morning, everyone. My name is Sue Jackson. I have the privilege of being, the enormous privilege of doing something I love. I'm the children's worker here at Holy Trinity Church. I also have another privilege of being a community outreach worker for a charity based here called the Riverbank Trust. And so we're continuing on our series of talks on the life you've always wanted. And by the way, as I was thinking about the series of talks I teach in Sunday school, I catch up during the week on the sermons that I've missed. And I really want to encourage you that if you do miss a service, go onto our website. It's a wonderful resource. You can catch up on the sermons. I was listening to Trevor's this week while I was washing up, and I got water down me, so I was able to stop him. I don't mean that's an alternative, so don't tell him. Oh, he'll probably hear this. I mean, it's just a great resource if you want to catch up. You can also get CDs. I believe we still record it's on a CD, so we can get them at the back. Really want to encourage you to do that as a way of tapping in during the week. So this morning, before we go any further, I'm also going to start with a quiz called Guess Who? Are we up and running? What we're going to do is we're going to hear the reading again this morning. And for some of you, the voices might be familiar. And then you have to guess who it is. So could we have our first voice recording? Children, if you listen as well, you might recognize them. So who is this?
Let me set this before you as plainly as I can. If a person climbs over or through the fence of a sheep pen instead of going through the gate, you know he's up to no good. A sheep rustler.
Anyone? Yes, Judy. Roxana, yes? Yes, you're right. Okay, let's have the next one.
The shepherd walks right up to the gate. The gatekeeper opens the gate to him, and the sheep recognize his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out.
Yes, who was that? It was Olwyn, was it? Yes, it was. Okay. Well done. Third one?
When he gets them all out, he leads them and they follow because they're familiar with his voice.
Are we familiar with that voice? Who is going to guess? Anyone here? Yes, Matthew. It's Keith, is it? Yes, it is. Okay, is that the fourth?
I am the gate. Anyone who goes through me will be cared for, will freely go in and out and find pasture.
Who else? Who haven't we heard from? Jesus. You are not wrong, actually. Nicely said, young man. Nicely said. And also, anyone recognize it? Zoe? Jesus? Anyone else? Anyone else? Oh, there we go. It was not Millie, it was Mark. And you are right, Jesus is in him, as indeed all of us, when we know and love him. Okay, I think we've got one more. And the reading is...
A thief is only there to steal, kill and destroy. I came so they can have real and eternal life, more and better life than they ever dreamed.
Oh, I wonder who that is. Yes, Amy. It is it? Yes, it is. It's not. She's in disguise by the look of it. Okay, we've got one more, I think. Listen carefully.
They had seen Jesus go away, but now he was closer than he had ever been inside their hearts. And this time, nothing could separate them. Jesus would always be there with them, loving them, whispering the promise that would get rid of the poison and the terrible lie and the sickness in their hearts. Jesus' wonderful promise to them, "You are my child and I love you. Make your home in me as I make my home in you." Jesus had said, could it be? Heaven was coming into their hearts.
Any guesses? Who could that be? What do you think? Is it your daddy? Yes. Let's have a look. Yes, it is. Brilliant. So before we go any further, let's pray. Father, thank you for today and for your word to us, the truth today. And Lord, I pray that your voice will be heard above mine and that it will fall in power in this place. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay, so when I was preparing and praying about this, I was reminded of a Bible study. Some of you may have heard this before, but a Bible study a few years ago that talked about the three P's. And I'm going to need some help here because my three P's, through God's Holy Spirit, have extended to six P's. And I'm not talking about vegetables, but the letter. But having said that, I wonder if I could have some help for somebody to hold up these peas. Zoe, could you come and hold up? The first one are problems. The second one are promises. The third one, provision. The fourth one, praise. And the fifth one, prayer. How many have I got here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And the sixth one, Pentecost. Hold them right up. Six P's. You can keep them with you. You can go and sit down because I'll need you to come back in a bit. So being a city girl, I actually know very little about sheep, even less about the countryside. But what I have learnt from people that do come from the country and know about sheep, they can't fend for themselves. Not at all. Food and water may be within sight, but they won't go to it unless a shepherd leads them. Sheep get lost easily too, so they need a shepherd to guide them. They can't defend themselves. They don't have sharp claws or teeth or wings to fly away. And it makes sheep a very easy target for an enemy, unless they have a shepherd to protect them. So in our passage, Jesus said that the sheep know the shepherd's voice and they will follow him. And then he went on to say that he is our shepherd and we are his sheep. If Jesus is our master, we will know his voice and we will do what he wants us to do. I'm so thankful that today we're celebrating that we don't do that on our own. God sends help. And when I was thinking about being likened to a sheep, if I'm really honest, I think I was a bit offended. But as we read in verse 10, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. And of course, the thief here is Satan. And he will want us to believe the lie that God doesn't love each one of us. The lie that we have to be perfect before we come to church. The lie that we won't hear from God. The lie that we won't recognize his voice. At our children's club on Fridays, we've been thinking about Moses. And I was reminded of how amazing it was that Moses had what they call a speech impediment. I think it might have been a stutter. He didn't think God could use him. I think he probably said, "Don't send me, send someone else. I can't speak in front of people. I can't tell anyone what to do. They won't listen to me." Along a similar track, recently I went for a walk in Richmond Park with Kate Patterson, our vicar's wife over there. And she had their lovely dog, Holly, with them. And if you know Richmond Park, it has lots of deer in it. And Holly seems to think that the deer are playmates. Have you seen that? Holly wants to run and play with them. She looks really excited. But obviously, Kate knows that's really dangerous. And what I was really impressed by, so obedient is your dog, that every time Kate called Holly's name, Holly would come back. Every time Holly looked excited at going to play in a dangerous place, Kate called her name and she would come running back. And at one point, we lost sight of her and Kate knew instantly she wasn't around. We couldn't hear her rustling, we couldn't hear her bounding. And so she raised her voice quite charmingly. I don't think I would have done it quite so beautifully, and called Holly. And Holly did come running back. Holly knows her master's voice. She recognizes her master's voice. So I'm going to need some help, not with the peas, but with something else, William. So we're going to be thinking about that day of Pentecost when God sent help. Come on, children or adults, if you feel like you'd like to wave something around. I want to try and look and see what it might have been like. So I need some disciples to come here and look very scared. Can I have any disciples that might look very scared? Thank you, Ben and Connor. Thank you, Sarah, for coming to. We need to wave these around as I read. So if you just get prompted, it's going to look like fire. And then, one each or many each. And then I need some disciples to sit down here and look as if they're very scared. Well done. And in a minute, you're going to put some crowns on if anyone wants to come and put a crown on. So sit down on the floor. And as I read, so we're thinking about Pentecost, God sends help. And Jerusalem was filled with people. But the disciples were all together in a room, looking very scared. Are we looking scared? Well done. The disciples think that maybe Jesus has gone and that's the end of that. Can we have scared faces from the Holy Spirit wavers as well? They were scared. They were uncertain. The disciples think that maybe the promise wasn't true. But Jesus had promised them something. Acts 1 verse 8 says, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." And so suddenly there was a noise from heaven like the sound of mighty wind. Wave, wave. And then they see what looks like fire moving in all directions until it settles on each one of the disciples. Here we have crowns. Put on a crown. Help yourself to put on a crown. Turn around and show everyone. Awesome. Then the Holy Spirit fills everyone and they start to speak in languages that they have not learnt. I hope you're all smiling now. In the Jesus Storybook Bible that Tom read from, the disciples didn't know how it had happened, but they knew God's power had struck their hearts ablaze. The Holy Spirit had filled them with a power just like Jesus had said, just like Jesus had promised. They start preaching and telling everyone about Jesus, and they're not so frightened because God's Spirit is with them. Thank you very much. Now I need my six P's to come up again. You can take your crowns with you, by the way. There are plenty of crowns left. Yes, stand up here. That's great. Where are my six P's? Have I got my six P's? Hold them up. Thank you. The first one, problems. There will be times when we are anxious, sad, lonely, and worried. The Bible tells us that. And I know that if it's not me right now that feels my joy has been robbed, we will know people where their joy has been robbed. You'll know somebody, I will know somebody going through a difficult time, or is there there's a situation that needs God's wisdom and vision. And another problem can be, how can we know his voice? How can we recognize his voice? Well, I'd like to throw in another P, practice. As I said, I think it was last week, I went as a kind of trainee treasure hunting. Trust me, I was scared. Trust me, I felt totally like a two-year-old that Ellie was talking the previous week. But God gave me strength. God wants to speak to each one of us right where you're at now. He doesn't want you to be sorted because we're not going to be sorted. He wants to speak to you and tell you he loves you. Promises. Shall we hold the second P up? Promises. Let's trust. This is the one word that God has been repeating to me over and over again. Trust my promise. That's what God says. Read the Bible. I have on my phone since Niku organized this wonderful Lent course, I put Bible reminders on my phone so it comes up on the hour. One is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. And it's just extraordinary that I hear that message pings up on my phone to remind me that God has a plan at the time when I feel there is no plan. Ephesians 4:32, this comes up every day. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. I need to hear God's word every day. Can we have our third P, holding it up high? Provision. Jesus loves us and he wants what is best for us. He will watch over us. That's the promise. The promised help has arrived for each one of us. And thank you, Lord, that we don't do this on our own. God gave us each other. We were singing about family. We are his family. When we meet, let's remember our strapline. Let's remember it. Have it in our hearts, reaching out with God's love and power, helping one another to live for Jesus. Let's remember that. When somebody is joyful, let's join in that joy. When somebody is sad, let's pray with them. We are his family, each and every one. Praise. Let's praise and worship our God. That's the fourth P. Who's got the fourth P? Hold it up high. Praise. Let's praise and worship our God in all circumstances. Lift our eyes to Jesus. I loved hearing last week when I was listening to the sermon, Joan here at the front, who's 50, saying that her tears turned to joy when she was worshipping and singing God's praise. Whatever our circumstances. Our fifth P, can we hold up our fifth P? Pray as Jesus prayed. Pray on our own, that's what Jesus did. He went on his own into a silent place. He tells us, close the door and pray to your Father in heaven. But also together, it's a powerhouse. Do we use that phrase this morning? It's a powerhouse. Pray together. My children were younger, the three of them are sitting there, they're much older now. But when they were younger, I used to think, I have no time to pray. And then in Oasis, one of our women's prayer groups, I heard about Susanna Wesley, mum to John and Charles Wesley, who led so many people, millions, to Jesus. She had 19 children and struggled to find a secret place to pray. So she advised her children that when they saw her with her apron over her head, that meant she was in prayer and she could not be disturbed. And they kind of, they knew that. Now, it could have been 2 minutes. You getting that with the prayer, Karin? It might have been 2 minutes, but that was a time intimate with our Heavenly Father. So determined was she to set aside time for prayer. And number six, Pentecost. God sent help. We don't do this on our own. God is our help when we're sitting our exams, when we're waiting for the results of an appointment, when something hurts, when we just don't know. God has sent help. Thank you very much. You can take your peas back with you. Sit down. Yeah, you're allowed the flame crowns, definitely. Take a crown, remind you of God's Spirit with us. So finally, the first line of Psalm 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd." And I was speaking to Jess's soon-to-be mother-in-law yesterday, and she said to me, "What are you talking about?" And she said, "I remember this from about 60 years ago in Sunday school. Never underestimate sowing seeds into young children. She remembers this from 60-odd years ago. The Lord is my shepherd. And she said how it was taught. So let's do this today. Hold your hand up. Your thumb, the. Your index finger, Lord. Your middle finger, is. Your ring finger, my. Your little finger, shepherd. Concentrate on my. That's for each one of you. The Lord is your shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. He is here with us through everything. The shepherd always wants what is best for his sheep. He leads them into green pastures where they have plenty to eat. He leads them to water so they have plenty to drink. He leads them to the shelter where they will be safe from the storm. Jesus wants what is best for us. He said that he came so that we could have life and life to the full. Let's pray. Father, we are so thankful that we have a shepherd who knows our name. Help us to follow you, Jesus, when you call. Thank you for sending us your Holy Spirit to help us, rescue us, counsel us, comfort us, strengthen us. In Jesus' name, amen.